On this picture that Ruth gave me of the, this is the Chatham dredge.
Uh-huh.
They use hydraulics to clear the land before they the dredge.
They did some hydraulic stripping ahead of the dredge.
Mm-hmm. And there's, but your job was to drive the Model T Ford.
To haul the coal, yeah.
To haul the coal that ran the...
That fired the boilers. And the boilers produced the steam that ran the steam winches. And we hauled the coal from Chattanooga, which was about 8 miles from Chatham. And I would make about 6 to 8 trips a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I hauled 1 ton of coal on that Model T Ford. Mm-hmm. That's all it would hold.
Each trip.
Yeah. The next year, the following year, my uncle bought a brand new GMC dump truck. And I was the king of the road then. Mm-hmm. I could haul 2 yards of coal then, or 2 tons. And it was much easier than the Model T, I tell you. We dumped the coal into a barge on the at the dredge pond, and we called that barge Mary Ann. And we would back up to the bank of the pond and dump into a chute that guided the coal onto the barge. And then it was quite a chore for the firemen to shovel the coal from the barge up into the dredge. So the coal was handled several times before it got into the boilers.
About how many people worked on that dredge?
Well, there was the winchman, engineer who fired the boiler, and the shoreman, that's 3, the truck driver, that's 4, and the owner, who mostly just helped everybody, and our wonderful cook, my aunt. Oh, she was a wonderful cook. We had the best lunchbox, I think, of any crew in Alaska.